and not the footy show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, we were just saying in the big build-up before we lost you that...
sorry about that.
That's all right. We couldn't believe that the news that you're going to hang up your boots and retire.
I know. I'm an old girl now.
I don't think you'll ever be an old girl in our minds, but was it a difficult decision or was it something you've been thinking about for a long time?
It's actually the third time that I've tried to retire. Third time's a charm, I guess. Yeah, look, I've been having some body troubles over the past 12 months, and it's at a point now where it's affecting my performance, and I think it's probably the right time physically for me to stop, but also in terms of things that I want to achieve in my life, there's other things that I want to do, and focusing on my career is a big one, and also getting married and having kids is another big one, so I'm looking forward to that part of my life now too.
Well, you, of course, are a qualified physiotherapist, so you would know if things were wrong with your body.
Yep, indeed.
Now, was one of the goals to play in the World Grand Prix? Because it was Australia got sort of into that by being the sort of one of the highest ranked teams, and it was the first time, wasn't it, that the women had taken part, am I right?
Yeah, it's the first Australian women's team to actually ever participate in World Grand Prix, so fantastic event to be able to be a part of. Look, we're always a little bit challenged when we go and play in these events because, you know, as I've said many times on the show, we don't have a lot of funding and we don't really get to train together that often as a team, so every time we go away we need to kind of, you know, find our feet a little bit and figure out how to work as a team, and then we compete against other countries that have full-time programs and are always training together, so a little bit disadvantaged in that regard. But a fantastic event to be a part of and got to travel to some cool countries, which was nice.
Yeah, we were just saying while we were getting you back on the line that the tournament you were involved with was in Almaty in Kazakhstan. How much time did you girls have together before you got there, or was it a camp there before you got there? How was Kazakhstan?
Yeah, well, we spent about a week in Bangkok beforehand and had a training camp there, which was really great. So we got to train a couple of times a day with each other and really kind of fine-tune our gameplay. And then flew over to Kazakhstan, which was amazing and not at all what I expected, but a really enjoyable place. Unfortunately, we didn't get a huge amount of time to go and do many touristy things or see the sights, but yeah, it was just the weather was amazing and the scenery was amazing, and I'd love to actually go back and check it out as a tourist and not a volleyball player.
I think when we've spoken to you before, you've said that they've invested quite heavily in volleyball. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we play Kazakhstan a fair amount. We always play against them in the Asian Championships, which runs every 2 years, and they just keep getting better and better. They're quite a tough team because they're big like the European teams, but they're also quite fast and run a similar style play to a lot of the Asian teams, which is very quick. So they've kind of got the best of both worlds. And they've got, again, a full-time program. All of their professional players play within the Kazakhstan League, so they're always together all the time. So, yeah, they're doing quite well internationally now.
Do you think Australia should look at trying to do something with them so to get a few of our players to play in their league?
Yeah, well, at the moment we've got three or four of our girls on playing professional contracts in Europe, and I think the big goal moving forward for us is to get a lot of the younger players into the college system in the US or playing professionally in Europe. And that's the only way that they're really going to be exposed to that full-time training environment, and probably the only way that we're actually going to be able to move forward as a team. So I think that's a big focus of the coaching staff moving forward into the next few years.
Tara, you talk about full-time training now. If you're a professional athlete, obviously there's weights and there's all that sort of stuff. But as far as specifically volleyball goes, what would you be doing in that full-time environment as far as your volleyball skills go? Do you just practice hitting the ball over the net, or are there exercises you can do?
There's more to it than that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to get at. Exactly. How do you go about training for a sport like volleyball?
Yeah, so when I was training full-time, so when we had an AIS program or when I was based in college, we'd usually train a couple of times a day. Often that would be a weight session in the gym, so you'd be lifting and working on your strength and your rehab exercises if you had an injury. Then you'd usually have an individual session where you worked on a particular skill. So in my case, I played a lot in the front row, so I did a lot of blocking work and a lot of spiking hitting work. And then in the afternoon, you do more of a team gameplay kind of drill where you'd work on practicing basically gameplay drills that mimic that format.
So that network, is that to practice that? It's like Dodd Bradman hitting the ball up against the old rainwater tank. You just keep standing at the net and trying to hit balls over?
Yeah, so sometimes they'll have you standing on a box and you'll just do rep after rep after rep, or hitting against a wall if you're working on your arm swing. A lot of work is spent with the setters, so you have to build a really good connection with the person that sets the ball up to you. So a lot of times you're actually going in and doing the jumping reps and hitting, which can get a little bit tiring and can be a lot of load on the body. Yeah, but it just kind of depends on what the focus of the session is.
Yeah, I can see that it's a lot of it's muscle memory, isn't it, just developing that?
Yeah, just getting the touch and just repeating the action over and over again so that, you know, if the conditions aren't quite right, if the pass isn't perfect or if the set is a little off, that you've been in that situation before and you know how to actually win a point out of that situation.
People often talk about, you know, swimming, just staring at that white line at the bottom of the pool, but every sport has that, doesn't it? In some way, shape or form, there's looking at that white line and just keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
Yeah, and I think that's what you kind of have to do, and the thing you have to do if you want to be good at something, you've got to be prepared to do those reps over and over and over again. But, you know, I think we're quite fortunate in a sport like volleyball or, you know, another team sport, basketball, netball. The situation's never 100% the same. It's always a little bit different. Something's a little bit different in the situation, so it can make it a little bit more enjoyable that way.
That's the great thing about ball sports, absolutely. Now, just one of the things I just wanted to let you were talking about the strength of Kazakhstan, and you got them first up, but it was not one-way traffic by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, the first set was very close, 25-21. They may have overpowered you in the second and the third, but you were there or thereabouts.
Yeah, look, we played Kazakhstan last year in Asian Champs and took them to four sets, so lost to them in four sets, but could have quite easily have taken them to five and won the game. So it was really great for us to be able to compete against them. It was our first match of World Grand Prix in Kazakhstan, so after Kazakhstan we went to Croatia and had the second round as well. And so it was our first of all the matches, and I think there was probably a lot of nerves involved. But a few new players in the team that we hadn't really played with the following year, so, and a new coaching staff in place this year too. So I think everyone was a little bit on edge, and it probably wasn't until Croatia when we travelled and played the next weekend that we actually started playing a bit better and a bit closer to our level of play.
Now, we've mentioned that you're going to retire for the third time. Is that from all volleyball, or are you still going to do the beach volleyball?
No, look, it'll always be a part of my life, and I'll stay involved in some way, whether I'm physioing or coaching or, you know, having a hit down at the beach with the girls, but I'm definitely done competing. I want to remember being good at a sport and quit while I'm ahead.
You mentioned coaching. Do you have a desire to get into coaching?
Yeah, look, I think so. At the moment, I'll probably focus more on the physio side of things and do some travelling, hopefully with our continue travelling with our WA junior teams every year, but the coaches also expressed that they would love to have me involved with the women's national team as the physio, so I'm sure I'll stay involved with that. And who knows, down the track, maybe get involved in some coaching.
I remember when we first spoke to you on this show, you said how you lived for volleyball. Volleyball was your life. But you also paid a very big tribute to your mum and dad who'd supported you. How do they feel now that it's all coming to an end?
Oh, look, they're very proud. They've definitely given up a lot and supported me a lot throughout the years. And also a big credit to Marcus, my partner, who has definitely put up with a lot over the past few years while I've been finishing. And, you wouldn't be able to continue playing without the support of friends and family and partners. So I think they're very proud of what I've achieved, but I think they're also happy and excited about what's coming next in my life.
And hopefully you're proud of what you achieved as well.
Yeah, for sure. I feel so fortunate. Volleyball's one of those great sports where you can go just about anywhere in the world and play it. So, you know, I've been able to travel all over the place and I've been able to meet some amazing people. And, yeah, I'm very grateful for everything that the sport's given me and what I've been able to achieve playing. So.
Well, Tara, we've loved talking to you over the years, and thank you for always making yourself available. Enjoy the rest, although I'm sure as a physio there won't be much of that.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate all of your support over the years, too.
Enjoy it. Thanks again, Tara.
Thank you. See ya.